Welcome to the Painless Flipping Podcast, where we talk about how to get into real estate investing the painless way. And look, getting into real estate can be painful. It can be. And if you try to do it all on your own without learning from anybody's mistakes, then it's going to be painful. But you can get rid of a lot of that pain by just learning from the experiences from others. So today I got my awesome guy, Luis Vivas, on here. We're working together. He's working in the Painless Flipping Apprenticeship, and together we're working on some deals. We're taking him through the wholesaling process. Basically, I want to just talk about his journey, capture his journey, because honestly, in real estate, it's not just about the end destination of doing one deal or 100 deals or owning 5,000 rentals. It's about the journey. So we're going to be capturing his journey so far, and you're going to be looking back on this, Luis, in a couple years, and be like, dang, that was me. Look at me now. What's up, bro? How you doing?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. So, Luis, for everybody that's watching or will watch this, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Like, where are you from? Tell us, just kind of give us a little bit of intro into who Luis is.
Yeah, of course, bro. First, thanks for the invitation. It's an honor. I'm Luis, based in South Florida. All right. My real estate journey started watching some online videos, some bigger pockets. You know, believing that cash flow was what I was, you know, my independence for the freedom, right? We're looking for financial independence. So I saved up a little bit of money, was able to buy a property, house hacked it, and then I kept my W-2, and I wasn't really happy what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to raise some money and start flipping. So read a little bit. Did some research on the matter and was able to raise a little bit of money. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. We got it, right? I think I got the hardest part, raising money. And then didn't really go as we expected. It's a lot of learning experience from that experience. So and then I realized that a flip might take a few months. Also in between, I was not really doing much. I had quit my W-2 job.
What were you doing with your W-2 job before?
Yeah, I was a enterprise rental car.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Like a branch manager, yeah. So
I've used enterprise before. They're good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, sir. It's a solid company, to be honest with you. But it wasn't really what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, if I'm going to struggle and do the hard work now that I'm young, I'd rather do it on something that's mine, right? So
right.
I was able to rent the house that I first bought, bought another apartment, and then that's when I quit.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I got a second property. This one is cash flowing good. And then bought the flip, okay?
Yeah.
Right, and then realized that it takes a few months to get the flip going, even though it was only one that I was doing. Mm-hmm. It kept me busy for a minute, but then I was like, okay, what am I going to do in between? I don't have a job. I need some cash flow.
Yeah, right? You need to make some money for sure.
Right. In the process, we were going through the flip. We closed on the flip, and then I was like, okay, cool. Let me go back a few steps. Let me start from the really beginning, right? Let me save on my cost, mm-hmm. right? Not raise money, look for something like wholesale that it doesn't really require much of an investment. Mm-hmm. It requires time and effort and a lot of mindset and a lot of...
Which we're going to be talking about. Yeah, right. We're going to be diving into that mindset for sure. Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
So let me ask you this about the flip that you got. So you had a property and then you said you rented it out and then you bought, you ended up buying a flip? Cause to buy, is that what you did is, or did you buy another? I'm trying to understand did you buy another property or how did that work? Cause you said you had something.
The first property I got was I got an FHA when I had my W-2, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I rented a side of the house and then I lived on the other one. I was able to save a little bit of money with my W-2.
Cool.
But I was getting to that point that I wasn't really enjoying my W-2. So I kept saving money, bought an apartment, where I live now. And then I rented out the other side.
Do you still have that property as well?
Yeah. That's what's keeping me.
You're just keeping you going. I love it. Bro.
let's do it.
So about the flip that you purchased, how did you find that property? How did you end up finding that property? And yeah, tell me about that.
Through a wholesaler.
Okay.
Okay. It was actually somebody wholesaling the property of another wholesaler. I think it's called co-wholesaling.
Yeah, yeah. Or JVing or, you know.
Right. And then I did research after about the property on these people, and I realized that they got the deal pretty good. That they made a few thousand dollars, you know, doing the wholesale as well as the co-wholesaler who JV with the other
one. Yeah, so they ended up making good money, and you're like, hey, what the heck, man? I want to make that money, right? But then you had to do all the work flipping it, right?
Right, right. And then things were not really going as I expected with the flip.
What ended up happening when you're saying it didn't go as expected? Were the rehab, was the rehab cost too much? Did it take too long? What were you, what was going on with the rehab?
The rehab cost went a little bit over budget. So,
which happens all the time.
Yeah, brother. It ate all my profits.
Yeah.
The good thing, I was able to break even and I returned the money to the private investors.
Good for you, man.
And I was, all right, cool. Okay, let me. Okay, that was close.
You're lucky, brother. You're lucky because a lot of people do. They, I know one of one of my guys that I met in I'm trying to remember his name. His name's Burns, Michael Burns. Yeah, he said on his first two properties, I think he lost. I might be misspeaking because I can't remember exactly, but he said, I think he said on his first couple properties he lost a ton of money. So, but he kept going. So we're right here, and I know when we talked before this, you were like a little hesitant. You don't want to like say, oh, you know, I had these wins. You're in a winning state, right? Because you are taking action, brother. You took the action. You flipped. You broke even, and not obviously the outcome we all desire, but you've done more in real estate than most people will dream of, because they don't have that not the desire, that maybe they have the desire, but they don't have the will, the mindset to do it, right? They don't want to try it, and you were willing to do that, man. So let's dive into that. What gave you the guts to do that, man? Because that's tough. Like, I know for me, I didn't flip until I wholesaled a couple properties. So you went right into there. You must have had some guts, brother.
I was inspired, brother. Honestly, you know, I was like, all right, cool. I have a property that is cash flowing me. I quit my W-2. Let's make it happen, right?
I love that. That's good.
So I took the risk.
That's amazing. That's what I'm saying. You took the risk.
Yeah, it's a big. I think it's great big step to do.
It is.
But I also believe it's got to hold hands with better on my part, right? That was my issue, that I didn't probably do the research that I needed to do. But as you said, I risked it. I learned from it. And that's giving me a better understanding when I'm trying to wholesale a deal. Of probably what a flipper is looking for, because I went through that process and I learned. So I see it also from that perspective, because I was there.
And a lot of wholesalers, they never get into flipping. They just never do it. So they don't have that perspective. So you have that perspective because you were there. You were swinging the hammer. Yeah. Were you doing the work yourself, or did you hire it out?
I hired out.
Okay. Yeah. So you at least were hiring, and you got the contractors. So you've seen that side of it. And it's probably not that always that easy to handle the contractors and the work and the labor, right?
Yeah. It was more than what we see on paper.
Yeah.
100% on paper is one thing. And then once it gets real, it's another thing. Exactly. But it's a great experience. And that's something that I will do again and again, because if you find a good deal, if we provide a good deal, you can make it happen. I already have the experience of handling or dealing with contractors and everybody and realtors and inspections and all that. So
That's awesome. So let me ask you this. So you obviously, if you had not experienced flipping before, but you had the courage and the will to go try it and take the risk, there's obviously something inside of you or some experience that you've had in the past where you're willing to take risks and try new things. So where do you think that came from? Because a lot of people, that's scary to do that. What enabled you to have the mindset to just do that? I know you said you had your home and your W-2 that gave you the feel the cushion, but what else? I'm trying to dive in and see what it helped you. What can you think about?
My thing at the moment and still is cash flowing a few $100 a month from the first property. Mm-hmm. It's not really enough for me to have the financial independence that I was looking for.
Right.
So flipping for me was like, okay, cool. I can do this in about 6 months to a year, get my money back plus profits. I was like, okay, cool. So if I do it at least 2-3 a year, that's solid.
Yeah.
And it happened that one of my private investors is also a contractor. So that gave me confidence on, okay, maybe I don't know much about construction, but my contractor / investor was okay. He was kind of handling that side of the business, but he only knew about construction, right? Which was great prices and stuff, but I missed a little bit of research on ARVs, days on market, stuff like that. They do play a part in this whole business.
Of course, yeah. Understanding the ARV, because sometimes you can think that the house is worth more just off of maybe some properties in the area, but then you don't realize that those aren't technically comps, right? And maybe they don't really help your property, or maybe the street you're on is not a good street compared to like the block over, right? Or it's in a different school system. Like all these things are important to know when you're doing this. And when you're brand new, sometimes you just don't know to look at that. But but as you go deeper, you realize, okay, location, schools, streets, you know, different, even a street over can be completely different than where your neighbor, your house is. But you got the experience, and that's awesome. And I've lost out on a lot of flips too that look good, but the market can also change on you too, right? Like you could be okay, the ARV right now is here, interest rates go up, values drop. Like there's a lot that can happen. So that's awesome, man. So tell me a little bit about your mindset. Like, how do you get your mindset, improve it? How do you get it to be better? Like, are you doing some like kind of disciplines daily? Like, tell me a little bit of how you get your mindset going.
So I also realized that motivation is kind of something that lasts for a couple of days, maybe a week. Right. It's the hard work that is necessary. And I didn't have it, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I didn't have it when I started doing wholesaling. It's a hard work that I didn't want to do. Mm. Right. Because when I decided to do it, I was motivated. But then, OK, reality hit. Right.
That's like, it.
OK, it's way harder than it is. I know I have to do the calls. I know how to follow up. I know how to, you know, have discipline. And I was like, okay, I don't have this, right? So I started doing a little bit of research and I found this guy.
Hey, David Goggins,
Yeah, and I was like, he talks about how hard it is to do what's necessary to be successful. It's not easy. And then it's not about the few days you do when you're motivated. It's the constant discipline. So this guy pushed me to wake up early, right?
What time are you waking
up? So
what time are you waking up?
5:15.
Yeah, let's go. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's awesome. See, this is why we're doing this, is because you're changing like who you are, man. You're doing what is required to succeed. It's 5:15. I wake up at 5 o'clock too, man. I woke up this morning. I do my routine. Okay, so you wake up, you work out. What else?
I work out and it's, I started to see that when you have discipline, you do the little hard things that not everybody's willing to do, probably waking up, going to the gym super early, reading, doing the calls, and then having the mentality of it's about the hard things. That's where the success is.
That's it.
I know what I have to do. Like, I know how to do the calls. I know how to follow up. I know how to read the script. And I don't want to do it sometimes. And I don't want to do it. But if I wake up early, and I at least do that. And then I work out. Okay, that's two small wins in the day. Okay, let's do the call. And so it keeps you on these little wins windows that I have during the day. And that's what's been helping me a lot is structure and discipline, because the job is there. I mean, the path, the roadmap, Painless Flipping provides it. We have you guys. I know what I have to do. But again, the hard work, the little things is what's helping me a lot.
Brother, that's exactly right, man. When you get a coach or if you get a mentor or anything, like, they're not going to tell you anything that's just going to blow your mind, right? Mm-hmm. It's the discipline. It's the taking the action. It's the little small tweaks that get you where you need to go. That's what makes the difference in life. And it's not giving up, because you compounding your effort of waking up early, working out, making the calls, that compounding over time will pay dividends, right? It's just going to keep going and going and going if you stay consistent. It's not the motivation of like, okay, I'm going to pump myself up. I'm going to call for 8 hours a day, and then you get tired and you don't call for a month, because that's not going to do anything. It's the staying consistent. Maybe 2 hours a day is what you need. 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, and then you just keep on building it up. Like, when I first started I didn't like to read a lot, bro. Like, about 2 or 3 years ago, one of my mentors was like, you got to read. And I was like, finally, okay, I'm going to sit down and read. I could barely read for 15 minutes without like wanting to get my phone out or wanting to go do something. I couldn't focus. Like, my brain was not able to really dial in and just stay focused. But now, because I've been doing this for years now, I read all the time, and I can read for like two hours straight. And it's only because I built up that muscle. So learning, reading, calls, all these things, it's all built. It's like a muscle that you're building of discipline. That's it. Yeah,
and I'm sure you didn't start reading 2 hours a day when you started.
No, not even. Yeah, I'm
pretty sure you started at least with 5 minutes, and then probably next week, 10 minutes. And then you started building that momentum.
That's it.
So, yeah, bro, it's about the little things.
Yeah, exactly. And another book, if you like reading, is The Slight Edge. Basically, The Slight Edge is, that's what the book's called. All it talks is about is the little simple things. Like, for example, if you want to lose weight, me and you can go to the gym right now. We can run on the treadmill all day. But that's not going to help us lose weight in the long run, right? Because running all day is not going to be the same as running every day for a year for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You're going to see more incremental progress from doing that consistently. It's the same thing with real estate. Like, if you call real estate agents every day for 10 minutes, right? Just every day, they're going to get to know you. They're going to be reminded of you versus you calling all day today and never for the rest of the year. So it's all the little things. And it's the mindset. And I think that's what the mindset is like, if you can train yourself to do the things consistently and be disciplined, that's the winners. That's the people that win.
And that's how I started doing calls. I started like setting goals of like, I'm going to do 40, 50 calls today, all day here, sitting at my desk, just calling, calling. And I first started, okay, let me do 5 solid calls. Let me do what I have to do. Let me do more quality instead of quantity. Okay, I was able to do 5 calls. It's time to increase maybe to next day to do 8 calls. Mm-hmm. And then little by little, I started adding more calls. And then it's becoming my routine. Like, I'm just got to do what I have to do.
Yeah.
And then the deals are going to come because I'm staying consistent with the hard work.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're building up a habit. You're building up your muscle. And that's the thing. This is the hard thing about wholesaling or in real estate or business in general, is like, everything works if you do it enough of it, right? Like, if you're doing agent outreach right now, it works if you do enough of it. Pre-foreclosures works if you do enough of it. So when people are looking for that silver bullet, that one thing, like that shortcut, doesn't exist. You can get lucky, but to reproduce that is going to be extremely difficult if you just got lucky. So it's all about the consistent. So you can be known in your market as one of the investors that work that fix and flips and works with other investors, and you can wholesale other deals. Like, if you get in front of enough people and you stay consistent, they're going to remember you. They're going to work with you. I mean, you have one deal right now that we're looking at, and right now Nathan Valley says he's got about two buyers that are interested. And that's amazing. So it's working, and it's just taking the action. And when we don't see results, I would say it's mainly because we're not doing enough action, right? We're not staying disciplined enough.
It's again, it just comes doing what you have to do. Like, I think every strategy works: foreclosure, calling agents. There's many strategies out there, but it's gonna work as long as you stay consistent with the right tools as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something that I was doing, I was trying to do a wholesale without really knowing what I was doing. I was just calling. I got a few properties under contract, and the contracts fell. Right. I didn't have the buyer, so I was doing what I saw on YouTube. Right. Without too much guidance. So now that we're implementing a system, we're working on quality instead of more quantity, and the consistent work, and with a good roadmap to follow, that it also is part of the journey. Right. Sometimes you don't just start being an expert. You just learn. And as you walk, you start to see, okay, I'm jogging now. Okay, cool. Let me start running a little bit. So, and also you have a north to follow. So that's the deal we're working on, right? Asking the right questions, right? Being genuine about helping, not being aggressive, not getting into arguments with agents, just trying to, just ask the right questions to get the right information, and then knowing what to do next has also been helping a lot.
So, I love it, man. Well, I see you're progressing a lot, man. And that's why I wanted to bring you on my podcast, is just to let you know, it's not so much like, okay, I'm going to feel like I'm there once I do a deal, or I'm going to feel like there once I did 10. You're always going to kind of feel like, oh man, I'm not there. But if you realize it's the journey that you're on and you're progressing as you go, you're there, man. You're getting there gradually, and you're just progressing and growing. So I'm glad I had you on here on the podcast. Sure. I hope everybody that's on here can see Louise's like journey, right? Because this is a journey that I was on, where you're at, and there were a lot of people are wanting to get on. It's just taking action, man. And I'm proud of you for getting the Goggins book. He's a beast. Early. Good. Congrats for you, man. And I have a question for you, Sid, because we're going to wrap up. What advice would you like to give, anybody that's listening now or will listen in the future that's wanting to change their life? Like, what advice would you give them for anybody that's watching this?
Discipline. It's something that not a lot of people talk about. As I mentioned earlier, there's strategies for everything you want to do in life, for any change you want to do. If you want to work out and then you want to lose some weight, just Google it. You're going to get the answer, but it starts with discipline.
I know. It
starts with discipline and knowing that it's not easy. It's not easy, and that's where the value comes, because it's not easy. It helps you grow and move forward, right? Because you're trying something new, and then once you try, you say, okay, it's working a little bit, but it's not letting the foot off the gas. Is it right? Letting the foot off the gas?
That's it, dude. That's it. You nailed it.
Right. It's keep it consistent, right? Oh, I got a deal. Let me not do it anymore. It's already done. No, it's keep consistent. Keep it consistent with discipline, bro.
That's so good. I appreciate you saying that, man, because I think everybody, like I said, they're looking for that one thing that just makes it all easy. The way that makes it easier is through the discipline and the hard work. Like, it's like lifting a weight, right? Like, 30 pounds might be really heavy if you've never lifted, but if you keep lifting it, it's going to get easier. It's still 30 pounds. It's still the same amount of weight, but it's just got easier because you've gotten stronger and better. So Take that mindset, dude. We're going to look at this deal. We hope that we can get it to the finish line, and many more to come and help you on your journey, brother. I'm excited to see where you're going to be in five, you know, two, three, 5 years. You're going to look back at this and you're going to say, man, that's awesome that I took that action. And yeah, you're going to love having this. So it's always good to record and document the journey, brother, no matter where you're at. Bro. All right.
I appreciate the invitation. Thanks, everybody.
Of course. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for watching this. And if you want to reach out to Luis, what market are you in, by the way? So in case anybody
Florida.
South Florida?
South Florida. Yeah, that's my market.
Is that like Miami areas? Mainly?
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Well, if you, any of you have deals that you want to, you know, co-wholesale JV with him, or if you're an investor and you want to, you know, sell a deal, Luis is your guy in South Florida. All right, everybody, peace out. Reach out if you need anything. Like, subscribe, hit the bell icon, and for more content like this. And if you want to join the Painless Flipping Apprenticeship and work with us and be in the community with Luis and all of us, hit me up at painlessflipping.com. Later.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Nathan Payne, and for the first time ever, we just released this insane training bundle that has literally everything that I've learned from doing a combined 4,000 deals in real estate, all from starting with absolutely no previous business background experience or any real estate experience. Plus, there's over $19,000 worth of free gifts that we're throwing in, all for an insanely low, low price. If you want to get your hands on this, be sure to click the first link on the description below right now.